We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Robert Mueller concludes his probe of the president and Russia. We've got the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Kansas lawmakers eye a bill to address the social worker shortage.
Nationwide gas prices have been rising during the past 2 weeks. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. An area of low pressure just off to our east is going to keep cloud cover wrapping around that, and that will hold our temperature down a bit today. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Attorney General William Barr has released a letter summarizing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. Fox's Jillian Turner has details.
Attorney General Bill Barr answering the million-dollar question that's plagued the Trump administration and the nation for 2 years now. Was there collusion? His answer today, direct and unequivocal. Barr finds the special counsel's investigation did not find the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Next up on Barr's docket, the question of whether the president obstructed justice. His answer, again, unambiguous. He writes, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and I have concluded the evidence developed during the special counsel's investigation is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. Bob Mueller, though, wasn't nearly as direct in his findings.
Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, says Congress will ask Attorney General Barr to testify before the House Judiciary Committee and to release the full and complete report.
Low pay, challenging work, and years of declining state funding have made it difficult to hire and keep qualified social workers in Kansas.
Making matters worse, advocates say, is the state's unusually high certification and work experience requirements. The Kansas Senate approved legislation last month that would bring Kansas closer to requirements found in other states. It now awaits a vote from the House of Representatives. Kansas currently requires aspiring licensed clinical social workers to pay for 4,000 hours of supervised experience with clients. The proposed bill would reduce that to 3,000 hours, along with other changes. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran appeared on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. Senator Moran gave his view of a U.S. president's ability to sign emergency declarations.
I've had trouble with this issue, concern with this, that an emergency declaration would then allow a president to spend money that Congress hasn't appropriated. The law says that that opportunity exists, but in my view, that law is unconstitutional, and it is something that needs to be dramatically changed.
The John Whitmer Show is heard Sunday nights at 7 here on KNSS.
Gasoline prices have been rising during the past 2 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices rose again, even more than in the prior period. This is a 16 cents per gallon jump over the past 2 weeks to an average price of $2.66. And it's been a 35 cents per gallon climb over 10 weeks.
San Francisco had the highest gas price, $3.48 for a gallon of regular. Both Salt Lake City and Baton Rouge with the lowest prices, $2.29 a gallon.
Rainstorms expected later this week could lead to another crest along the Missouri River and its tributaries, just as residents are cleaning up from this spring's flooding. National Weather Service hydrologist Kevin Lowe says more than an inch of rain is expected to fall in Nebraska and Iowa later this week. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Wichita State men's basketball trying to keep the season going. We'll have highlights and hear from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
A man from Russia busted for trying to smuggle an ape onto an airplane. That story coming up.
Apes on a plane.
On the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. A West Texas sheriff's deputy who was critically wounded Friday in a shooting during a traffic stop has died. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office confirmed the death of Deputy Peter Herrera in a statement on Facebook. It gave no further details. The suspected gunman, 27-year-old Facundo Chavez, was initially booked on an attempted capital murder charge.
A new Fox News poll says there is a top tier among Democrat hopefuls for president emerging as 2020 approaches.
The poll has former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders head and shoulders above the rest of the field. Biden with 31%, Sanders with 23%. No other hopeful tallies above 8%. They're also the only two who voters say would beat President Trump if the election were held today. Biden is not officially in the race, but two-thirds of respondents want him to enter. As for the key issues on the Democratic side, most voters, 67%, say they'd back a candidate supporting Medicare for all. A tax hike on multimillionaires is another issue most would like to see Democrats run on. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A man from Russia is busted for trying to smuggle an ape onto an airplane.
The 27-year-old man, Andrei Zestkov, putting the 2-year-old orangutan in his luggage. Officials at Bali Airport in Indonesia say there was also a couple of live geckos and 5 lizards. The man telling officials he wanted to keep the toddler orangutan as a pet. He even had some baby food and allergy pills, which he gave to the ape so it would go to sleep. Zestkov says he was gifted the protected animal from a friend who bought it at a street market in Java. Orangutans are endangered, so Zestkov faces as much as 5 years in prison and a $7,000 fine. Leslie Lotto, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And right now we've got a couple of traffic accidents. These happening not too long ago. One of them reported 39th West and 71st Street South. That's west of Hayesville. And they're investigating what a rollover traffic accident there. We've also got a traffic accident reported now at 119th West and MacArthur. And so that's, that's out there by Schulte, just a little ways west of the Schulte area. Again, that's 119th and MacArthur. Traffic accident there. They've shut down westbound MacArthur there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Yep, beautiful weekend across south-central Kansas, that's for sure. Is it going to last the rest of the week? Well, let's find out. KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing on this Monday morning?
Good. You know, we had a little rain, Saturday night or Friday night or Saturday morning. So, I don't know. I got about, I think, a quarter of an inch at my house, but not a lot there. But other than that, it was a beautiful weekend, huh?
Yeah, really as expected, much of central Kansas, you know, not just around the Wichita metro, generally getting about quarter of an inch to half an inch. I did get a few reports from some of our viewers out there, and that's how things were kind of lining up. And if you remember, that's exactly what we were kind of expecting during that time frame. But yeah, the weekend kind of leading into a cooler Monday ahead, not quite as warm. We were able to close out the weekend with widespread 60s yesterday, and not really seeing as many 60s today. A lot of us stuck in the 50s, so noticeably cooler, especially once we get into the afternoon, but not too bad of a day ahead. I've been saying all morning that Mother Nature is kind of easing us back into our weekly routine. Not a whole lot of active weather out there that's going to necessarily grab our attention. So getting into that forecast, mostly cloudy skies today, 58 degrees for a high, still pretty close to normal. Normal high for Wichita today, now into the lower 60s. We should be at 61. We're only going to be a few degrees off, so that's why I mentioned, you know, not all that bad to start this new work week. North-northeast wind at 5 to 15. Those winds are going to be light, but it's going to be those northerly winds. The fact that we're going to have more clouds than sun, that's what's going to keep us a little bit cooler today compared to yesterday. Partly cloudy skies tonight, and then starting off a little bit cooler by early tomorrow morning with a low of 39. And then for our Tuesday, dry all day, a little bit more sunshine with those partly cloudy skies, and starting to warm right back up, high of 64. And then, Steve, we've got some 70s on the way. High Wednesday, 74. Thursday high, 76. Now, I know this isn't necessarily our part of the area, but portions of western Kansas, I would not be surprised to see a few readings reach the lower 80s between Wednesday and Thursday. So it seems like, at least for a couple of days, we're going to be skipping early spring and going right to late spring, early summer for parts of the state. Right now, 49 degrees, north wind at 12 miles per hour. Those skies overcast, so not really getting the nice sunrise that we got for a few mornings last week. Wind chill of 44. Only feels about 5 degrees cooler out there. So as long as we just have something with long sleeves on, we'll be able to make it through the morning just fine.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:12 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Of course, the big news this morning is that Robert Mueller has concluded his investigation. And what's next? Well, let's find out a little more about this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland is with us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning.
Wow. So 22 months, and there were a lot of people, it seemed like, spinning off, getting indicted or convicted, kind of related to this thing. But what do you think the conclusion is going to be?
Well, the Attorney General William Barr released a four-page summary of Robert Mueller's findings yesterday, and it breaks it down into two parts. The first part has to do with Russian collusion, clearing the president of any kind of conspiracy, no conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. I thought it was interesting, though, that Mueller does lay out a case that Russia tried, that Russia did hack the DNC emails and disseminate them through WikiLeaks and other means. So they did try, but it was a failed operation, essentially, in that the Trump campaign didn't bite. Secondly, the second part has to do with obstruction of justice. In this case, Robert Mueller could not draw a conclusion on that, so he gave that decision to the Attorney General, who then decided to clear the president. Now, that's where Democrats are really hopping mad, because they feel that, first of all, they want to see the full report, and secondly, they want to know how Barr reached that conclusion. So what will happen is there's House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler. He held a news conference in New York yesterday, not only calling for the full release of the report, but also for William Barr to come and testify.
Do you think that they will release the whole thing?
Well, Barr has said that he's going to release as much as he can under the law. And remember the Kenneth Starr investigation and what a zoo that was. And I think that a lot of people learned a lot from that. Rules were changed, so you can't just put everything out there. I think that, you know, when it comes especially to grand jury testimony that has to remain secret, people who may have been investigated but were never charged, we could see a report that's heavily blacked out or what they call redacted at some point. And I think that right now Barr is making those very critical decisions, because he said in his summary that he understands the great public interest in this and that he will try to release as much as possible. But, you know, I get the feeling that Democrats really just aren't going to give up, that they believe that there was something going on during the 2016 campaign. They certainly believe that there was obstruction of justice. And, you know, Americans may be weary of the whole thing, but Congress is out of session this week. But when they come back, expect fireworks.
All right, so 22 months this thing's been going on. I don't recall that there have been a lot or, if any, leaks about what they were doing beyond the fact that they were, you know, there was indicting some people. But leaks, have you noticed anything about that, Rachel?
No, there may have been one. I'm trying to go back into the Wayback Machine. There may have been one kind of leak. But basically, no. Robert Mueller ran a very, very tight ship. There were not leaks. No information that really got out there on a large scale that would compromise the investigation. So I think he did a thorough job. I mean, how more thorough can you get than all these subpoenas and searching for information for almost 2 years? You know, also Democrats need to be focused on their next move as far as the 2020 election. In this case, the president being cleared of collusion definitely boosts his chance of re-election. And if Democrats keep on beating that drum of collusion, it could really hurt them, because Americans are just so tired of it. And I think a lot of folks yesterday just breathed a sigh of relief and thinking, oh, well, that's good. Our president didn't conspire with a foreign government to win the White House. that sounds like good news, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I was thinking the same thing. At what point do you push this thing over past where it should have been, and the Democrats hit that tipping point, and people start saying, wait a minute, now we've had enough of this. It's a game that the politicians always play, I guess, huh?
I don't know the Democrats. I don't know that tipping point for them. I honestly don't, and we'll have to see what that is. Already, you know, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, they released a joint statement saying that William Barr is biased and not in the position to really look at this objectively. So you already have that. Then you have the other side where some are calling for investigations into how all this started with that dossier, remember?
Yeah.
And the FISA court and getting a warrant to spy on former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. So it could go on the other side now. The shoe could be on the other foot.
Yeah, this could go on for a lot longer than you're telling me.
Well, it keeps us all talking, won't it?
Okay. Hey, thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland reporting on the Mueller report coming out. And for some people, it's not over yet. We'll keep going on this and see what happens next. Coming up on 7:19 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on a Monday morning. And we got a full plate when it comes to sports this morning. Ted's got, I know we got basketball to talk about, we'll just let him fill in the cracks. But the Shockers, I know, are going on in the NIT, right, Ted?
Yep, Shocker basketball season continues. Yesterday afternoon, the Shocks in the round of 16 of the NIT. Wichita State visiting number 2 seed Clemson yesterday out of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Tight game. The Shockers had the lead most of the game and tried to maintain that lead against the Tigers. Late in the game, Shocks got a big basket. Even though Clemson was providing a lot of pressure, Wichita State had some trouble at times breaking that pressure. You heard the game yesterday. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull had the call on 103.7 KEYN.
Dexter Dennis to play it in, but the Shockers up 4. Need somebody to break to the ball. Gets it to McDuffie. They double team him along the sideline. Gets it up to Samaje. Ahead to Mittgard, who's by himself. Goes for the dunk with both hands.
Yeah, McDuffie had a hard time getting out of the trap, but when he did, Mittgard was open deep.
Well, that time the Shockers did break the pressure, and Wichita State holds on and beats Clemson 63-55. As the Shockers have now won 7 straight NIT games, and Wichita State gets the win again on the road. 3 straight road wins in the NIT over the years, including 2 this season. Shockers got the points yesterday from the big guys, including Jaime Echenique, the junior, leading the Shockers with 18 points yesterday on 7-for-8 shooting.
Whoa.
Echenique speaking after the game.
It was a really beginning of the game. I think that everybody was lucky. We wanted more than Clemson, is my opinion. And then we would want to get this win. And then I just did what I have to do and then try to help my teammates as much as possible.
Shockers hold Clemson to 55 points, and Shocker head coach Greg Marshall was certainly happy about things on the defensive side of the ball.
Man, what about our defense? What about,
absolutely.
Yeah, what about Marcus McDuffie's defense? What about
Dexter
Dennis on Marquise Reed? To hold that kid 5 for 20 and 0 for 5. He scored 18, but he got 8 of them at the line. And then the big guys and what they did on Elijah Thomas.
Shockers win it 63-55. Wichita State now advances into the NIT quarterfinals, visiting top seed Indiana tomorrow night. Also advancing into the quarterfinals of the NIT, a couple teams out of the Big 12 also win yesterday. Texas and TCU win at home, and they advance into the quarterfinals. The NCAA men's basketball tournament wrapping up its opening weekend yesterday with some second-round games, advancing to the Sweet 16. Top seed North Carolina under former KU head coach Roy Williams. The game of the day was probably Central Florida out of the American Conference almost beating number 1 Duke.
Wow.
A shot tip in at the buzzer, bounced 3 times on the rim and did not go in for Central Florida.
Wow.
Duke won the game 77-76. That was a great game yesterday afternoon. Also winning yesterday, Texas Tech, out of the Big 12, is into the Sweet 16 in back-to-back years for the first time in school history. Houston, out of the American Conference, in the Sweet 16. And Oregon, led by former K-State head coach Dana Altman, is into the Sweet 16. In college baseball action yesterday, the Shockers were going for a sweep over Memphis at X Stadium. Tied game in the ninth, but Memphis scored 3 times in the top of the ninth. Shockers, boy, they had some chances. In fact, the Shockers left the bases loaded in the bottom of the fifth and the bottom of the sixth, and only got 1 run out of all that. So that hurt as the Shocks could not come up with a sweep. They've never swept a series since joining the American Conference. Shocks did take 2 out of 3 on the weekend, despite the loss yesterday. They'll talk about it tonight on the weekly WSU Baseball Coaches Show with head coach Todd Butler. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. It's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, broadcasting live from AJ Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich. And in NASCAR racing yesterday in Martinsville, Virginia, Brad Keselowski the winner. Kansas native Clint Bowyer finishing in 7th place. That moves him up a couple of spots to 13th place in the overall standings. Clint's second top 10 finish of the year. He won last year in Martinsville, and he might have won again this year, but he picked up 2 speeding penalties on a very crowded pit road, and that might have cost him on this day. At sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
KNSS welcoming John Mellencamp to Wichita Century 2 Tuesday, April 16th. And I've got tickets this week to give away with the Stephen Ted. If you're a lucky winner, you could win right now a pair of tickets. Give us a call, 869-1330. I'll take caller number 5, 869-1330. Caller number 5 if you'd like a pair of tickets to John Mellencamp. Time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee Break!
Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. What is the truth about polar bears? That's coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.